something bothers you and you're not quite sure what it is, you say, that makes me feel just a little...
Unpleasant or...
All right. And if someone gets all excited, you might say, I just keep...
calm, quiet.
And the person works all day and says, now I'm really...
going to relax.
Because I'm just...
tired.
And how about very, really, just a very strong expression for that, more than tired. You're just completely...
worn out.
Okay. And then a person, you'd say they have to take a detour because the bridge has been, they're going to build a new one, and that old bridge has been
removed
or torn
down.
If a girl has to be excused, a little girl wants to, comes home from school early, and nurse sends her home, her teacher sends her home because she was sick. She
was nervous, or
what would you say? She took sick, or got sick, or
she got sick in school.
All right, and he cold. He didn't have enough clothes on, and he went outside, and he wet cold. He
contracted a cold.
Yeah, well, something like he took cold or caught cold.
Caught cold.
All right. That person talks like this. You'd say he's
hoarse.
And he has a
cough.
And he can't keep his eyes open. He seems to be awfully
watery.
Now, does that mean that? Yeah. But this is just that your person works all day. And he's sitting watching television. And you'd say he's
can't hold his. His eyes open.
He seems to be awfully
sleepy.
And so you don't want him to go to sleep now, so you go over and try to
arouse him.
Okay. And so then the person opens his eyes and says he just...
it's the sleepy, can't stay awake.
And the doctor visited you and gave you some pills and then came back and looked at the bottle and he says, and they all seem to be there, and he might scold you and say, haven't you...
taken any.
And you say, yes, I
have taken the medicine.
Yeah, yesterday I took
so many.
And tomorrow I will
take so many more.
Okay. And if a person can't hear, you'd say he's
deaf.
And a person worked out in the hot sun all day and his shirt got all wet, you'd say he really wet hard. He really
perspiring.
Another word.
Sweating.
Yeah, yesterday he sweat.
Yesterday he sweat?
Yeah, well, that's right. Whether that's all I want to see if you say sweat or sweat is either one. You don't see as many of these days as you used to, but people used to get a large sore, very tender and painful sore. They'd have a cold. What's the other one?
Boils.
Yeah, what's that stuff? There's a core in there, but what's the liquid called?
Pus.
All right, and a person had his hand infected, and when it was infected, it got larger. You say his hand
swollen.
And do you know the term buck fever?
No, I don't.
Or buck ague, either one of those. Mm-hmm. The term ague used at all up this way years ago? The person is